Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, March 21st. In today's episode, Congress alleges a systematic effort by Prime Minister Modi to cripple the party financially. Supreme Court refuses to stay Election Commissioner appointments. Election Commission asks the centre to stop sending Viksit Bharat WhatsApp messages. And 2023 smashes all heat records. First up, former Congress President Sonia Gandhi alleged today that the Prime Minister has made a systematic effort to cripple her party financially, adding that it is not just a concern for the party but for the Indian democracy. She said, and I quote, "A systematic effort is underway by the Prime Minister to cripple the International Congress financially. Funds collected from the public are being frozen and money from our bank accounts is being taken away forcibly. However, even under the most challenging circumstances, we are going to do our best to maintain the effectiveness of our election campaign," unquote. Last month, the party had claimed that Income Tax Department froze rupees 115 crore in its bank accounts, following a tax demand of rupees 210 crore as a penalty for irregularities in a 2017-18 case. Today, Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and Ajay Makan said they had received a fresh notice, this time pertaining to the year 1994 and 95. In a press conference today, they alleged that the party, which has 20% of the vote share in the country, cannot even access 2 rupees of their own money. Rahul Gandhi said, and I quote, "There are courts and there is an election commission in the country. They are doing nothing. They are just silent spectators. We are unable to have ads on TV or in the newspaper. This is a criminal activity against the Congress party. The idea that India is a democracy is a lie," unquote. He added, they do not even have money for train tickets to send their leaders out to campaign. Even if the accounts are released now, the damage is done. Mr. Makan said that Congress has not been able to use the rupees 285 crores lying in its accounts. And regarding the new income tax notice for year 1994-95, he said, and I quote, "At this rate, they will go back to Mahatma Gandhi's time, when Jamna Lal Bajaj was the treasurer, and call out something to send us a notice about and freeze our accounts before the elections," unquote. Responding to Congress's allegations, BJP National President JP Nadda said on X, quote, "Congress is going to be totally rejected by the people." And fearing a historic defeat, the top leadership addressed a press conference and ranted against Indian democracy and institutions, unquote. While BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad said these are preemptive excuses, as Congress knows they are going to lose. And next, in a significant order weeks before the election, the Supreme Court today upheld the controversial Chief Election Commissioner and Other Election Commissioners Act 2023, saying halting it right now would only lead to chaos. A bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta heard writ petitions challenging the constitutionality of various provisions of the Act, particularly the exclusion of the Chief Justice of India from the selection panel. The committee now has the Prime Minister, a Union Cabinet Minister and the Leader of the Opposition, raising concerns over its impartiality. The parties had also raised questions over the executive's influence over the commission, particularly the appointment of the 2 new election commissioners, Gyanesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, who were picked after changes were made to the selection panel under the new law. Pointing out to the petitioners that it cannot be presumed that law enacted by the centre is wrong, the bench added, quote, "There are no allegations against the persons who have been appointed. Elections are around the corner. Balance of convenience is very important," unquote. Justice Khanna added, quote, "You cannot say that the Election Commission is under the thumb of the executive. At this stage, we cannot stay the legislation, and it will lead to only chaos and uncertainty," unquote. And next, the Election Commission has asked the centre to stop sending Viksit Bharat WhatsApp messages. Between March 17 and March 18, several users received messages from a WhatsApp number registered to the IT Ministry, which sent a letter from the Government of India under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The notification came after the Election Commission received several complaints that the centre was promoting the government schemes and development even after the Lok Sabha 2024 election dates had been announced and the Model Code of Conduct had come into force. The Code of Conduct comes into force when the election dates are announced and remains till the election results are out. The objective of the code is to create a level playing field. It includes prohibition on ministers and authorities from announcing financial promises or grants. They cannot lay foundation stones of any projects or promise any other benefits. Additionally, the ruling party cannot use any government transport, like official aircraft, vehicles, machinery, and personnel, to further its interests. The code of conduct also says misuse of official mass media for partisan coverage of political news and publicity regarding achievements to favor the ruling party should be strictly avoided. The new Election Commission panel took charge on March 14th and has issued multiple orders regarding the upcoming elections to ensure the model code of conduct is followed. On Wednesday, the Election Commission asked state governments to take down all unauthorized political advertisements from government, public and private properties, including buses, airports and petrol pumps, and sent a compliance report in the next 24 hours. Breaking from breaking news, the misuse of artificial intelligence is a very real fear, especially for women. From regular people to celebrities like Taylor Swift and even Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni have become victims of AI-generated, deepfake, pornographic content. And PM Meloni will not let this slide easily. She is seeking €100,000 in damages after two men made pornographic videos of her by superimposing her face on another person's body and then uploaded them on the internet. The 40-year-old man and his 73-year-old father are charged with defamation, according to the BBC. The legal team of Italian Prime Minister said that the request for damages was symbolic. They added that Prime Minister Meloni would donate the entire amount to support women who have been victims of male violence. Now back to news. 2023 was the hottest year ever recorded. The annual State of the Climate Report by the UN Weather and Climate Agency revealed. The World Meteorological Organization report noted the global average near-surface temperature was at 1.45 Celsius above the pre-industrial baseline. It crowned 2023 as the warmest 10-year period on record. WMO chief Andrea Celeste Saulo warned in a statement that the world should be on red alert. Ms. Saulo noted that climate change impacts go much beyond just hotter air. She said, and I quote, "The climate crisis is the defining challenge that humanity faces. It is closely intertwined with the inequality crisis, as witnessed by growing food insecurity and population displacement along with biodiversity loss," unquote. Reacting to the report, UN Chief Antonio Guterres said the report showed a planet on the brink. He said, and I quote, "Earth's issuing a distress call," and pointed out that fossil fuel pollution is sending climate chaos off the charts and warning that changes are speeding up. WMO Climate Monitoring Chief Omar Badur told reporters that there is a high probability that 2024 will break the record of 2023. And lastly, Elon Musk's Neuralink Corp live-streamed an update with its first brain implant patient on Wednesday, showing a quadriplegic man who was able to play video games and online chess using his mind. It is a massive step towards science fiction's long-sustaining dream, the ability to control devices using just one's thoughts, and a major step towards vastly improving the quality of life for people with limited mobility or disabilities. The Neuralink implant allows a patient to use their thoughts to control a computer and is in the human test phase. Musk's Neuralink company is one of the dozens attempting to realize this dream. Elon Musk has said that the company will start by working with patients who have severe physical limitations, like cervical spinal cord impairment or quadriplegia. In the video streamed on Musk's social media platform X, the patient, Noland Arbour, was able to use his computer to play chess and the game Civilization VI. He said, and I quote, "I had given up on playing that game." The 29-year-old Mr. Arbour said he sustained a spinal cord injury in a freak diving accident 8 years ago. He also said he was released from the hospital a day after the Neuralink procedure in January, which went smoothly. He added that there was still work to be done to refine the technology. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Spotify, Apple and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.